I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. A surge in coronavirus cases in Vermont has hunger advocates worried it could lead to job losses and more people without enough to eat. Vermont Food Bank CEO John Sales says the food bank saw a spike in demand when the state's unemployment rate shot up to 16% in April. Since then, the unemployment rate has fallen, dropping to 3.2% by October, but Sales says there's been no decrease in demand at the food bank. He's worried about a worsening pandemic and what it could mean for workers if more businesses have to close.
I'm very concerned with this new surge in coronavirus cases and the closing down, you know, of restaurants and other activities, that more people are going to be losing jobs again, and we're going to see another surge in need.
Sales notes that a surge in joblessness could happen just as several pandemic food relief programs are set to lose funding by year's end. The University of Vermont Medical Center says the hospital has successfully restored access to its main electronic record system following a cyber attack earlier this month. The restoration includes inpatient and ambulatory sites at the UVM Medical Center and ambulatory clinics at Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin, Porter Medical Center in Middlebury, and Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital in Plattsburgh. But the hospital's information technology experts are still working to restore access to sites used by the public, and they say it'll be some time before those systems are fully restored. The families of crime victims in Vermont are voicing concerns about a proposed rule change that could shorten prison sentences for violent offenders. Lawmakers are considering a rule that would allow existing inmates to earn time off their sentences for good behavior in prison. Commissioner of Corrections James Baker says crime victims and their families were caught off guard by the proposal.
I've had conversations with victims' families that felt like they didn't see this coming on the good time.
The proposed rule change is part of a broader effort to reduce the prison population in the state. Lawmakers say they plan to take testimony from opponents of the rule before making a final decision. The Vermont Student Assistance Corporation next week will hold its first ever virtual college fair. Patrick LeDuc of VSAC says students who can't travel due to the pandemic can talk with representatives from 12 Vermont colleges and universities, as well as go on a virtual tour of the schools.
With a college fair like this, you can actually see a tour of all the Vermont institutions in one day as well. So you can start looking around what's going on with Northern Vermont University at the same day you're looking at Champlain.
The fair is scheduled for December 2nd. Students need to register before the event. Eye in the sky today, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 40s to near 50 degrees from north to south. Slight chance of a shower over higher terrain today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.